the trial is underway for a Milwaukee man charged with murdering a woman after meeting for their first date. It's Thursday, May 29th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the Trump administration's pause on international student visa interviews could impact enrollment at Wisconsin colleges. And it's mushroom hunting season in the Midwest. We'll tell you about efforts to farm the popular but elusive morel. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Prosecutors say evidence will show a Milwaukee man, quote, brutally and callously killed and dismembered a 19-year-old college student just hours after the two shared dinner on their first date last spring. Evan Casey has more on what jurors heard when the trial began yesterday.
34-year-old Maxwell Anderson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and three other felonies. Prosecutors say he killed 19-year-old Sade Robinson after they went out for dinner and drinks on April 1st of 2024. She was reported missing the next day. Milwaukee County Assistant District Attorney Ian Vance Curzan told the jury Anderson dismembered her and scattered her body parts across the area.
The evidence in this case is going to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Maxwell Anderson intentionally killed Sade Robinson and then sought to have her disappear from this world.
Anderson's attorney said he doesn't dispute his client went out on a date with Robinson, but said, quote, that doesn't mean he killed her. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Senator Ron Johnson was in Milwaukee yesterday explaining his opposition to Republicans' quote, big beautiful bill. That bill is a cornerstone of President Donald Trump's agenda. Johnson is a Republican as well, but argued the bill does not do enough to bring federal deficits back down to pre-pandemic levels. He said Congress needs to have a bigger role in checking expenditures made by the executive branch.
You have to recognize we've never had a process to control spending at the federal government level. We don't have a budget balance requirement, as most states do, which again forces people to be fiscally responsible.
The GOP bill pairs cuts to Medicaid and food assistance with tax cuts. Johnson said he wants to see bigger cuts to social programs while extending the current tax code. He said he has not talked to Trump since coming out against the bill. President Donald Trump's administration, meanwhile, is pausing future international student visa interviews that could impact enrollment at Wisconsin colleges. The U.S. State Department notified embassy staff around the world of the pause on Tuesday. It comes as the Trump administration is considering enhanced vetting of social media posts by prospective students. Governor Tony Evers says uncertainty over visas could scare away students who are interested in studying in the U.S.
People that might come here, get an education, stay here. Make some really important progress and, you know, whether it's science or medicine or whatever. And so, to me, it's just all wrongheaded.
A November study by the Association of International Educators estimated international students in Wisconsin had a $541 million economic impact during the 2023-2024 school year. Federal, state, and local officials celebrated the grand opening of a roughly $28 million dock restoration project in Superior yesterday. As Danielle Kading reports, Sea Rice Company said the state-of-the-art terminal is now its largest on the Great Lakes.
The restoration effort allowed Sea Rice Company to move its shipping operations from Duluth to Superior. The project received around $15 million in state and federal grants. That's according to the company's president, Christian Zeimolder. He says the project will allow the company to grow its operations.
In Duluth, the max is out at about 500,000 tons annually that we could handle of stone. At this new Superior site, we can handle over 1 million tons potentially of material, so that doubles our capacity to move material by rail.
The project included restoring dock wall, adding railroad track, and dredging contaminated sediments. A former coal dock, the 50-acre site had previously sat idle for decades. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story about efforts to farm an elusive Midwestern mushroom. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, springtime in the Midwest means mushroom hunters head to the woods. They're typically looking for morels. But as Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports, there are also Midwesterners who are working on finding a way to farm the elusive mushroom.
Inside the grow room at Mushrooms Naturally in O'Fallon, Missouri, it's always spring, or at least something like spring.
So lots of light, fresh air, and humidity, which basically recreates their ideal time of year for all of the varieties that we grow.
Owner J.T. Gelino shows off shelves with logs covered in mushrooms that will soon be for sale.
So we have maitake, or our hen of the woods mushrooms, and then we have our king oyster mushrooms. We've got some shiitake mushrooms.
But one of the most iconic and lucrative Midwestern mushrooms can't be found in this room, the morel. Instead, Gelino heads into a wooded area behind his farm, crossing a small creek and ducking under honeysuckle. Morels are a stemmed mushroom with a pitted, pointed cap. There are a lot of lookalikes out here. Walnut shells and limestone rocks, even leaves.
All of these things initially have that kind of honeycomb appearance that, if they're the right color, will really catch your eye.
Eventually, he finds what he's looking for.
Oh, here's one. See? Look at this. This is the smallest one I've found yet.
A tiny morel mushroom, the size of Gelino's thumbnail. Mushrooms are getting more and more popular, and specialty mushroom farms like Gelino's are a growing trend in the U.S. Connor Youngerman is an extension support specialist at the Cornell Small Farms Program.
Overall, mushroom production is increasing. Mushroom farmers, there are more and more of them.
But North America's wild morels have a life cycle that has proven tricky to replicate in a farm setting.
Morels are a mysterious and romantic and strange mushroom.
Still, some are trying. Wisconsin-based Field and Forest Products sells mushroom spawn and supplies to farmers and home growers. Lindsay Bender is Field and Forest's chief mycologist and research director. For about the past 5 years, the company has been selling morel spawn. But Bender says they can't guarantee customers will be successful.
We still call it a bag of hope in that we can guarantee that it's good spawn that you're receiving, but you know, the mystery of actually getting that to produce and successfully produce is still the challenge.
In China, farmers are successfully growing large amounts of black morels. And a Michigan state-led study found farmers could reliably grow morels in 5 Midwestern states. But the problem was profit. They didn't grow enough to make money. Field and Forest's Bender thinks in the next few years, the Midwest will catch up.
So there are certainly some limitations to maybe the sustainability of the industry. But I think in terms of developing a more dependable method and culture, I think we're pretty close to that.
Even if Midwesterners could reliably farm the mushroom, many foragers would still head out to the woods. Nebraskan Tersh Kepler has been hunting morels for almost 60 years. He doesn't want to see the mushroom grown commercially.
I honestly don't think they're ever going to figure that one out, at least hopefully not in my lifetime. It's an adult Easter egg hunt is what it's like. I don't want that to ever change.
For Kepler and many other Midwesterners, this is a tradition that commercial cultivation won't end. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR. And finally, let's get a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the day. Mostly cloudy across the state today with a few breaks for some sunshine. Also a chance for some spotty showers later on in the afternoon with highs in the 60s and 70s today. Any of those spotty showers will end early overnight. Cloud cover taking over for the rest of the night with lows in the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producer today was Bridget Bowden. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.